Let this abomination unto the Lord begin!
You're listening to Podcrapular Light.
Oh my God, I'm so excited, I wish I could wet my pants!
Podcrapular.
That comes with salad or soup.
Light.
I don't care how educational it is, let's do it!
Podcrapular Light.
Life is hilariously cruel.
Because Golf Widow and Andy had better things to do.
Get used to disappointment.
So you're stuck with Josh.
I happen to be a holding, stroking, loving machine. Also spank.
I've never really felt accepted at parties or nude beaches.
That young man fills me with some other emotions that are weird and deeply confusing me.
Podcrapular Light.
Listen, this is gonna be one hell of a bowel movement.
Hi there, it's Josh, and welcome to Podcrapular Light. And can I just say, my basement is an absolute shithole. I mean, I've tried to clean this thing up, especially my desk where I keep my studio equipment. You know, I keep the stuff off of the mouse, I keep it off of the keyboard, I keep it off the computer and off the audio equipment, and my cables are all nicely coiled up, and my mini discs and archival stuff is all in its shelves and everything, but the desk itself, I mean, it is unbelievable how much crap I had to move out of my way just to, you know, open up my laptop. Because unlike the last few times, I actually thought ahead and brought my good computer down here. One that actually has a wireless connection that works, unlike my studio computer, which for some reason has decided it doesn't want to work. These things happen. Today, in case you're interested, is November 29th, the same day that I posted Golf Widow's Horoscopes episode of Podcrapular Light. And the reason that I mention that is because I'm going to talk a little bit about food, always one of the favorite things on the Podcrapular agenda. I was really thinking about this morning. Like I said, today I had a nice capicola sandwich that was so good. Oh, if I hadn't been at work, I might have peed a little. But I was at work, so no pee for you. Pardon my typing. Now that I actually have this computer down here, I can actually look stuff up. Like, for example, the phone number, which I actually know now, and I'll tell you later. Anyway, one of the things that happened to me when I was making my sandwich this morning was muskwort. If you don't know what muskwort is, look it up. There's a link on our website, which I'll tell you later. I opened up the little container of mustard from Walmart. I admit it wasn't super awesome mustard like the kind that Andy is so fond of. I'm sure I'd be fond of it too because I love a good mustard. I really do. But I'm also cheap and have to spend money on my baby and my house. So no good mustard for me. Anyways, so yeah, I didn't shake it up. I figure, all right, this mustard's been sitting upside down in the fridge for a good long time. I probably won't get any muskwort if I'm careful. So I turned the mustard over, and there was muskwort. Ugh, shit. So part of my bread was all gooey and yucky, but that's okay because it was a nice Walmart blend of Dijon mustard. I don't normally get that kind, but I happened to be in Walmart and it happened to be on sale. And, you know, what are you going to do, right? So I had my sandwich and it was tasty. And I had an apple, which was also tasty. I'd like to at some point do an episode of Podcrapular Light about all the different apples in the apple aisle. But to do that, I actually have to go down the apple aisle and buy one of every single kind of apple they have. And there's a lot. There's a few that are pretty good and a few that aren't. I tend to get the Rome apples because they're more or less locally grown in Rome, Georgia, which to me is local. We're in the same market, media speaking. And they taste pretty good. And they cut easily, which is good because my daughter loves apples and she likes to crunch on them. So, yay. So, muskwort. You'd think that somebody would invent a mustard storage method that doesn't create muskwort. And it's kind of like, you don't get mayo, the mayo version. What's the mayo squirt? Mayquirt? Squirtinaise? Well, that sounds like porn, yeah. You don't get squirtinaise when you leave your mayo out too long, unless you leave it out a really long time. It gets that nasty-ass oil on the top of it, and you just sort of siphon that off. But it doesn't work the same way with muskwort, because you squeeze too much to get all the muskwort out, and you end up with mustard all over your kitchen sink. And then where are you? Out of mustard. That's not good. So, okay, I gotta scroll down here and close this window, because otherwise I'm just going to sit here and look at my computer, because I am just absolutely, positively no good at multitasking when it comes to doing radio. Anyway, so Muskwort. Yeah, it sucks, but the sandwich was good. I actually have some food upstairs. I came down here in the hopes of making a few Podcrapular lights, because I've only got one more left, plus the one that Gulf Widow and Andy did that you've probably heard by now, because I've got it scheduled to air long before this does. Crap. Stupid internet subscription antivirus crap. Anyway, I've got some chicken sitting up there, deliquescing in the refrigerator. I love that word, deliquescing. You can look it up if you really care. Got some chicken sitting up in the fridge, deliquescing. It's just doing what it does. I'm going to make some Chinese noodles and try to keep the vegetables a little crunchier than usual. They usually end up kind of mushy and swimming in the sauce that I make. Well, anyway, it's got to go somewhere. My wife certainly won't swallow it. Oh, bazing. Yeah, that was lame. It just ends up swimming and it gets all nasty and it doesn't stay crunchy. And, you know, I'll try something different. Maybe I'll try double cooking the noodles. There's a really good dish at Mama Foo's, which is an Asian, sort of an Asian version of Fuddruckers, called Vietnamese Crunchy Noodles, where I guess they cook the noodles and then they pan fry them. I may try that because I really love the crunchy noodles. So I'm going to make that tonight, which is nice. I really do like to cook. I'm one of those guys who enjoys cooking. I'm not much good at desserts. I can make a pretty good French toast casserole. And last week, I made some lemon bars because they were on sale and it wasn't difficult. They were actually lemon cheesecake bars, and they were really rich. And they came out pretty good, as long as you didn't eat too many at a time. I was inspired by an episode of Las Vegas, so sue me. I also have made all sorts of interesting dishes with eggplant, chicken, beef. I made a really good spinach lasagna in a crock pot. But really, the thing about cooking, the thing about liking cooking, is you have to be willing to experiment. You can't just slavishly adhere to the recipe and hope for the best. And I'm not just talking about multiplying the recipe or dividing it, because that's easy. I'm talking about, let's say you take out a box of noodles and on the back there's a recipe for, let's say beef stroganoff. And let's say you don't have a couple of the ingredients. Maybe you don't have beef stock or beef bouillon. So what do? You find an alternative. You don't just put it back in the pantry and go out to eat. And that's kind of a problem that my wife has. She prefers to go out to eat when she doesn't have anything she can make, or she prefers to defer making the food to me. She refuses to try anything new with recipes. She has to adhere exactly to the recipe. Okay, here's an example. A few weeks ago, probably a month now, I made baked ziti, and that required several different kinds of cheeses. So, and she said she was going to make a spinach quiche. So I bought everything that we needed for both dishes. And on Sunday, I made the baked ziti. And I covered it in the right cheeses and everything, and I cooked it, and it was okay, but it didn't really stay together like you expect baked ziti to. Is baked ziti supposed to stick together? I really don't know. I know lasagna kind of stays together if you layer the noodles correctly, because that works pretty well if you get it right. So she sees that I've got half an open package of mozzarella cheese sitting in the front of the refrigerator, and she gets all worried. Like, did you use my cheese? No, I didn't use your cheese. Your cheese is different from my cheese, and your cheese is in the back of the fridge. And I didn't say this because I know you're never going to get around to cooking that thing. But she did get around to cooking it. And she got all worried because when I bought the crust, I didn't buy a plain crust. I accidentally bought like a sweet crust, like a vanilla wafer crust or something, because that's all they had. I don't know how to make a crust except, you know, sitting around your underpants too long. I mean, I'm not a baker. I'm not very good at baking. I'm good at cooking. I can follow baking recipes, but that's about it. I don't know how to make dough or anything. Except, you know,
dough!
I got that going for me, which is nice. So she made the quiche, and it was pretty good. It was a little sweet, but I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, I didn't mind it at all. I ate the leftovers happily. Alyssa liked it enough to eat a little bit more of it. Even my wife liked it. But after dinner, she called her mother and said, yeah, so I made this quiche, and it was good. And her mother probably said, oh, that's great. And then she suddenly had to qualify, like, oh, but I made a mistake. I used the wrong kind of crust. And everybody she told about this quiche, she said, I used the wrong kind of crust. So you use the wrong kind of crust. You know what? It's not the end of the world. Anyway, that's all I have to say about cooking. Now I'd like to give you some ways to contact us. You can go to our website, golfwidow.podomatic.com, and get links to anything you hear about in our shows. You can email us, podcrapular@gmail.com. You can go to our MySpace, which is myspace.com/podcrapular. Andy Martello has a blog. AndyMartello.com is his website. I don't remember his blog off the top of my head, but hey, here it is on my computer. Andy's blog is andymartello.blogspot.com. Golf Widow, golfwidow.net, is not with us today, but she will return when she gets around to it. I have a blog, which is listener42.livejournal.com. All of these links are available on our favorite links section on the Podcrapular website, which, as I said, is golfwidow.podomatic.com. And finally, you can leave us an audio comment, 206-333-1338, 206-333-1338. If you send us an audio comment, Golf Widow will send it to me, and I will put it in the show, and everybody will be happy. So that's it for Podcrapular Lite. I hope you enjoyed my Musquirt episode, and do remember, know yourself. Don't accept your dog's admiration as evidence that you're wonderful. I'm Josh, and I'm done.